Blackstone Audio and Skyboat Media present The Far Cry by Frederick Brown. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. Chapter 1. Sudden terror in her eyes, Jenny backed away from the knife, her hand groping behind her for the knob of the kitchen door. She was too frightened to scream, and anyway, there was no one to hear. No one but the man who came toward her with the knife. And he was mad. He must be mad. Her hand found the knob and turned it. The door swung outward into the night, and she whirled through it, running. Death ran after her. 8 years passed. Then, what happened started quite casually, as most things do. It started on the 18th of May, a Thursday. There was a man named George Weaver, who had just taken a room at La Fonda, a hotel in Taos, New Mexico. He had just finished shaving. He was wiping the residue of lather from his face with the moistened end of a towel when the phone rang. He hung the towel over the edge of the washbowl and went out to the hotel room to answer the phone. "Hello," he said. "George Weaver." The voice was familiar, but he couldn't place it. He said, "Yes, this is Weaver. This is Luke, George. Luke Ashley." Weaver's face lighted up. "The hell it is. What are you doing in Taos? How'd you know I was here? Where are you?" The telephone chuckled. "Which question do I answer first?" "Where are you?" "At the hotel desk downstairs." "Then the other questions can wait. Come on up, Luke." Weaver cradled the phone, then opened the door of his room and left it ajar while he went back to the bathroom and finished drying his face. A chance to see Luke Ashley was both pleasant and unexpected. He hadn't seen Luke in...